This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish B. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a tete-a-tete with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Israel, yesterday. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of the India-Israel bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as water management, agriculture, technology, and more. Prime Minister said in a social media post that he had an excellent meeting with Mr. Netanyahu. Addressing the Israeli parliament, Knesset, in Jerusalem, Mr. Modi said, "It is a privilege and an honor to stand before the distinguished house." He extended the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and the message of friendship, respect and partnership to the gathering. Prime Minister Modi offered condolences for the lives lost during the barbaric terrorist attack by Hamas on 7th October. He said Indians feel their pain and share their grief. He added that India stands firmly with Israel with full conviction in this moment and beyond. The PM said no cause can justify the murder of civilians and nothing can justify terrorism. He said India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. He mentioned the 26/11 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens. He said India has a consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. He added that terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development, and to erode trust. He emphasized that countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action because terror anywhere threatens peace everywhere. PM stressed that this is why India supports all efforts that contribute to durable peace and regional stability.
No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We remember the 26/11 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens like you. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. Terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development and to erode trust. Countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action.
Mr. Modi said there is great admiration in India for Israel's resolve, courage and achievements. He called PM Modi a great friend of Israel and a great champion of the Indian-Israeli alliance. Mr. Netanyahu described PM Modi as not just a friend but a brother. He emphasized that trade between the two countries has doubled, cooperation has tripled and mutual understanding has quadrupled, signaling a deepening partnership between Israel and India. PM Modi conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian Prime Minister is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honor of the Knesset. The Israeli Parliament. The award was conferred by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana after PM Modi's address at the Israeli Parliament. PM Modi has said that he accepts the medal of the Knesset with utmost humility and gratitude. In a social media post, PM Modi wrote that this honor is not a tribute to an individual, but to the enduring friendship between India and Israel. After the Supreme Court took strong note of references to corruption in the judiciary in a Class 8 social science textbook, the National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, yesterday said it has put the book's distribution on strict hold and apologized for what it termed an error of judgment. In a press statement issued late this evening, NCERT said that it has been observed that certain inappropriate textual material and errors of judgment have inadvertently crept into chapter number 4 entitled The Rule of Judiciary in Our Society. Indian Railways has made elaborate arrangements to facilitate smooth, safe and comfortable travel for passengers during the upcoming Holi festival. To manage the anticipated surge in passenger traffic, Railways has decided to operate 1,245 Holi special trains starting yesterday across various railway zones till 18th of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.